Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. Today's topic hits close to home for a lot of us. Navigating feelings of loneliness and isolation. Ever feel like you're surrounded by people but still completely alone? You know that feeling when the world seems a little too loud, or maybe just a little too quiet? Yeah, me too. And I think it's something we all grapple with at some point in our lives. But here's the thing. Loneliness doesn't have to be your constant companion. It's not something you just have to accept as part of the human experience. We can actually learn to manage these feelings and build a sense of connection, even when life feels a little isolating. So, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into some practical strategies for navigating those tricky emotions and finding your tribe, no matter where you are in life. First off, let's be honest with ourselves about what loneliness actually is. It's not just about being physically alone. It's that nagging feeling of disconnection, a sense that we don't truly belong or have someone who understands us on a deeper level. Now, sometimes this feeling comes from big life changes, moving to a new city, going through a breakup, or even just facing major milestones like graduating or starting a new job. Other times, it can creep up unexpectedly, even when you're surrounded by people. It's important to recognize those feelings, name them, and not dismiss them as being dramatic, because those emotions are valid. Speaking of being valid, remember that you're not alone in feeling this way. Loneliness is actually a really common human experience, and there's absolutely no shame in reaching out for support. Sometimes talking to someone, a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or even a support group, can make all the difference. Sharing your feelings with someone who truly listens can help you process them, feel less isolated, and gain valuable insights. Now, let's talk about taking some proactive steps to combat loneliness. This might sound obvious, but making an effort to connect with others is crucial. Join a club or group that aligns with your interests, volunteer your time to a cause you care about, or simply strike up conversations with people you encounter in your daily life. Remember, building genuine connections takes time and effort, so be patient with yourself and keep putting yourself out there. Next up, prioritize self-care. When we're feeling lonely, it's easy to neglect our own needs. But taking care of ourselves, both physically and mentally, is essential for feeling good and attracting positive connections. Get enough sleep, eat nutritious foods, exercise regularly, engage in activities that bring you joy, and practice mindfulness techniques like meditation or deep breathing. A healthy and balanced life naturally opens doors to more meaningful interactions. Remember, connection isn't always about being surrounded by a huge crowd of people. Sometimes it's about cultivating deeper, more intimate relationships with a few special individuals who truly understand and support you. Focus on nurturing those existing bonds and be open to forging new ones with people who share your values and interests. Let me tell you about this situation I was in a while back. I moved to a new city for work, and it felt like everyone already knew each other. I tried to go to events, but I kept feeling awkward and out of place. One day, I decided to take a pottery class, something I'd always wanted to try. And guess what? It turned out to be an amazing way to meet people. We bonded over our love for clay, shared our stories, and even started having coffee together outside of class. It wasn't about finding my tribe overnight, it was about taking a small step outside my comfort zone and being open to new experiences. Here's the bottom line. Loneliness is a challenge we all face at some point, but it doesn't have to define us. By recognizing our feelings, reaching out for support, prioritizing self-care, and actively seeking connection, we can build a more fulfilling and connected life. Remember, you are worthy of love, belonging, and meaningful relationships. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there and start building those bridges today. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, please share it with someone who might need to hear these words. Let's keep the conversation going on social media using hashtag Healthy Boundaries Podcast. I'd love to hear your thoughts and experiences. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.